At 8:45 p.m.
And it's sponsored by Memory Ireland.
And sponsored by Memory Ireland, indeed.
All right, can I just wish you the very best of luck tomorrow?
Thank you very much indeed, Sybil. And I, in turn, would like to thank you for having me on your show and to wish you people the very best of luck with your case next Thursday and hope you stay on the air.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks a lot.
Likewise. Right, going back to the gig scene tonight. Planet, who've just completed their new album Magical Ring, are in the National Stadium tonight for a date rescheduled for May the 17th. Tickets dated for the previous concert are valid for tonight's gig. It begins at 8 o'clock and tickets are still on sale. Also this evening, the house band featuring Freddie White are in the Bagot Inn and Drunken Jury are in the Ivy Rooms. Tomorrow, Crystal Tears are in the Ivy Rooms from 8:30, tickets from Freebird and Base X. Looking ahead, we've got Echo and the Bunnymen in the SFX Hall on Friday. And on Friday as well, Paul Weller's protégé Tracy will be in the TV Club together with The Questions and Maine T. Posse. Scullion get back on the gig circuit in the Sportsman's next week. And taking us into June, we've got Robert Palmer, Leo Sayer, Elvis Costello and Saxon. Also coming your way is Eddie Grant. He'll be in the National Stadium on the 13th and 14th of June. From Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
Now in the street there is violence, and then a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out the washing, and then I can't stay all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna lock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna lock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Listening to Dublin Today on Radio Nova. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome, of course. Tomorrow sees the launch of a new political party. The name will probably strike a chord with many people. The new party is to be called the Taxation Party, and joining me now in the studio is Leo Armstrong, a founding member. Leo, you've brought in a list of aims with you this evening. Perhaps you can begin by, we all know the problems of taxation, but perhaps you can explain for me what particular areas of tax reform you'll be hoping to highlight.
Yes, can I just correct you just immediately, and that's the actual name of the party is the Irish Taxpayers Party. The aims of the party basically is for to put in people into the DAL that are PAYE and PRSI people. And we intend and hope to try and push people through the ballot box rather than going out on strike.
Among your aims are such things as tax equity, reduction in VAT,
yes,
so on and so forth.
Yes, yes. One, of course, at the moment, as you know, that we're the PAYE and PRSI people are being in the sector are being very, very badly done in that connection. And I would hope that that this party that I'm starting tomorrow in the Clarence Hotel will, in fact, take into grip a situation that has got out of control. And I believe the reason why it's got out of control is that the government and successive governments, in fact, have found it easy for to take money from this sector, and they have ignored creating a machinery, which is, after all, is what's wrong here. There isn't a machinery for to collect from the other areas, such as from the farming community, from the big business people, from the professionals.
We all appreciate the need for tax reform, but is this really the way to do it? Is it realistic to talk about forming a political party based on such a narrow interest section, a narrow sectional interest? Surely you might be better working through trade unions, working through other kinds of pressure groups.
Well, the trade union people have done their best to try and highlight their problems through on the PAYE issue, and they have been actually marching, and I have marched myself with them for the last 4 years without any success. All we have been receiving is just lip service. And it is because of this that I have decided that it is best to go through the party, as you through the party system, and to vote through the ballot box. As you possibly know, I was an independent candidate in Donegal South West, and whilst I may not have got as many votes as I would have liked, I felt that a lot of the people were very sympathetic to the cause and to the reasons that I had actually went up for election.
Of course, you can expect quite a bit of publicity forming a new political party, and that can be no bad thing for your cause.
True.
How serious are you about getting into the Dáil about forming and perhaps a number of TDs? How serious are you at that end of it, if it comes down to people for voting for you?
Yes, I'm quite serious, and I believe that when people realise that they have at last a party that is not influenced by big businesses, in other words, what's happened over the years is that big businesses have had an effect on the main political parties here in this country. They were able to sway them from swayed from being able to support to get the support from the real issues for the PAYE sector. In other words, the big business people were giving money to the two major parties. Therefore, capital tax and things of that nature were ignored, and in fact weren't worked on at all. And consequently, the PAYE people ended up being the most taxed people in the whole community.
So in forming this party, you're looking for support from, I take it, urban people, from people, white, blue-collar workers?
Very much so, yes.
You meet tomorrow night at the Clarence Hotel?
Yes, at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, Wednesday the 25th of May, mm-hmm. And that's the Clarence Hotel in Wellington Quay. Leo Armstrong, yes. Thank you for coming into the studio.
It's my pleasure, and I thank you very, very kindly for allowing us to use this time. Thank you very much indeed.
You're listening to Dublin Today. It's 25 past 7. On to the Arts. The annual exhibition of the work of the Independent Artists Group opens in the Douglas High Gallery, Trinity College, this week. Now it's in its 22nd year, and the exhibition is a platform for the work of artists from 32 counties. As well as the Douglas Hyde exhibition, there'll also be an exhibition of sculpture at Marley Park in Rathfarnham. Today, Sybil Fennell spoke to Nancy Holt, one of the contributors to this year's exhibition, whilst she was sculpting in Marley Park, and she asked her, was this the first time she was involved in the annual showing?
Yes, this is my first time in Ireland, actually. I arrived a week ago today, and I've been absorbed by the place ever since.
You've been very lucky with the weather because you've chosen to work outdoors. Why outdoors?
Well, I've been working outdoors since the late 60s, and my work is really site-orientated work. I always see the site first, and the work evolves out of the surroundings and out of my feeling for the place, both the physical surroundings, the topography of the land, and the psychology of the place, and the materials, the man-made materials that are around.
So therefore you'd wait until you come to somewhere like Marley Park and then decide what you're going to create?
Exactly.
So what are you going to create here?
It's a work called Soul Source, and it's a water work. We are taking water out of a pipe that crosses a large ditch that runs across the field here. And the water will go through a series of pipes that will form a network of arches. And in the center of this, it's 16 by 16 foot square of pipes, will be a valve that will turn the water on and off, and people will be able to manipulate the valve and watch water flowing through the, well, they'll hear the water flowing through the system and see the water cascading into the ditch.
Now, you'll be one of the guest speakers at the seminar in the Douglas Hyde this weekend. What will you be talking about?
Well, I'll be discussing my work in the morning. I'll give a slide lecture and talk about the evolution of my work over the last 15 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? I know you created a piece for the Winter Olympics in 1980.
Yes, I did. That was in Lake Placid, New York, a work called 30 Below, large brick structure, which was a cylinder shape, went up into the sky, and you could walk inside and look at the patterns of light on the wall. And recently, last summer, I did a work in Toronto, which is similar in nature to the work I'm doing here, insofar as it, again, is a very basic system. Like, this relates to plumbing. That was a land drainage system. And I'm very interested right now in my work in sort of making more visible these sort of hidden basic technologies of our existence and bringing them more into consciousness.
The work that you're doing here at Marley Park, how long will this take you to complete?
Well, I hope to have it done perhaps even tomorrow, or, well, at least by Thursday, if the weather holds.
How did you first hear about this group of independent artists? How did you become involved?
Well, I met a couple of the members in New York during the past year. Jenny Houghton and Alana O'Kelly came to visit me, and so I met those two members, and then a few months later, or maybe 6 months later, I got a letter in the mail inviting me to come here.
Nancy Holt, whose sculpture will be on show from Friday in Marley Park in Rathfarnham. Finally this evening, the closing news headlines with Sybil.
15 people were injured by a van bomb which has badly damaged the Andersonstown Road police station in West Belfast this afternoon. The station was used jointly by the police and British Army. All but one of the injured are civilians. The Dáil spends this afternoon debating the committee stage of the finance bill, a debate which is expected to continue until Friday. A number of amendments have been tabled. A group of 350 workers converged in a tax protest march on Leinster House this afternoon. There's been a bank robbery in Belfast. Three masked and armed men went into the Allied Irish Bank in the Malone Road and held up customers and staff before escaping with an undisclosed sum of money. The British government has failed to secure agreement on refunds to the Exchequer from the EEC budget before next month's general election. EEC foreign ministers will resume talks on the refunds on June the 13th. And there have been more clashes on the streets of Paris as 10,000 students and university professors marched in protest at an education reform bill introduced today in the French National Assembly. The weather forecast for the Dublin area, scattered outbreaks of rain, light southeasterly winds and a current city temperature of 12 degrees.
Thank you, Sybil, and that's Dublin Today. The programme was produced by Linda Conway with Frank Wynne on sound. This is Brian Dobson from me and Sybil and the rest of the Dublin Today team. Until 3 minutes past seven tomorrow, a very good evening to you. Bye-bye.
Lenehan's paints protect your property, and they protect your pocket as well. 5 litre sizes in vinyl silk, vinyl mat, masonry and textured, all cost less than £10 each. So, if you want to protect your property and your pocket, call into any Lenehan's branch and see the beautiful range of quality paints at realistic prices. Lenehan's, Cable Street, Talbot Street, Rathmines and Stillorgan.
Mourne Tours and the Newry and Mourne Tourist Development Association are offering a weekend shopping on June 3rd by coach to Newry, including a tour of the beautiful Mourne Mountains. Cost including two nights B&B with one evening meal, £37.50 sterling. Phone 285-308. That's 285-308.
From Wilkinson Sword. Swivel, the complete disposable razor. With a swiveling action that follows each curve of your face. With twin blades, blades with the unique Wilkinson sword edge. So the shave you get is smooth and really close. Swivel, twin blade, swiveling, disposable. From Wilkinson Sword.
Swivel, swivel, swivel. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome David Bowie? bet you'd like to be there. Well, here's an opportunity you just can't miss. Neiman Travel are offering an all-in exclusive trip on the 1st of July to the David Bowie concert in Milton Keynes, England for only £89. Yes, £89. And that includes boat, private coach, hotel, and of course admission to the David Bowie concert. So don't be left alone with your record player. Contact Neiman Travel, 47 Nassau Street, or phone 775-775. 775-775.
Look what they've done to the Crown, Mum. Like biting crisp cooking crumbs.
Finders introduced the fish finger with the crumb crisp coat. Bite through that light new crumb to whole fillets of juicy cod or haddock and
delicious as the fish is, Mum. Oh, what they've done to the crumb.
New crumb crisp fillet fish fingers from Finders.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova.
A new single from Glenn Guthrie and Spread Yourself Over Me Like Peanut Butter. 24 minutes away from 8, it's Nova on a Tuesday evening with all your favorites. And coming up, two favorites from the American Top 40. But right now, the Pointer Sisters and American music.
clutter-free.
Official Top 40 Countdown from coast to coast on American Top 40. The countdown can be heard Wednesdays from 12 midnight until 4 a.m. in stereo right here on Radio Nova.
I like the love, and I like the people. I wish everyone I know could get in a hard life. I hold a hand, I walk through to meet you. We welcome in the morning, singing together. Can you feel the love in my heart? Can you see the flame we got to ignite? Burning like a beacon in the night. Oh, welcome to
Oh,
clutter-free favorites from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in A Change of Heart, and Kenny Loggins' Welcome to Heartline. 14 minutes away from 8 and just ahead of 2 from the Beatles, it's time for a cup of refreshing lounge tea. And remember, by collecting the minstrels on the pack, you can win a Ford Sierra every month.
It's fantastic!
It's fantastic!
Having my photograph taken.
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo, who process on the premises in Dublin, Belfast and Cork with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also, same day enlargements.
One Hour Photo.
Glide in your stride at the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Bar. Open 7 nights a week for good fun and entertainment. Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Bar, the coolest place in town.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
Your music is Radio Nova.
Like things from
charge upon the petition.
Column Haynes.
There are places I remember.
Nova and Breakfast to 8 America, 4 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Following the 8 o'clock news, we start off a set with three from the Doobie Brothers right here on NOVA. Take us into news with Brian Dobson, the brand new British number one from New Edition.
My girl's like a candy tree. She loves you, up off my feet. She's so fine, F and D. I know you.
Thank you.
She's bad, she's bad, but not she's bad. She walks so fast, she looks so sweet. She makes my heart, it just gives her face.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a good. She don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl likes candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up off the tree.
Star from Datsun, the Cherry Pulsar. Startling new looks from just 5,795 pounds, startling value. Fashionable stripes, ultra sporty lines. The 1 liter three-door and 1.3 liter five-door Cherry Pulsars. Miles ahead in performance, economy, and from only 5,795 pounds, miles ahead in value. The Nissan design Cherry Pulsar from Datsun. Have you heard the news? Hickey's, the fabric people, have an amazing offer on Easy Care fashion by coats. It's just 69 pence a yard. So call into any Hickey's fabric shop today and get in on this great offer. Hickey's, the fabric people.
Great things are happening in Swords at the Bailey Borough Co-op Store. The Bailey Borough Co-op Store Swords, third anniversary bonanza. Everything for the modern home. The best names at really low prices. Superser, Kenwood, Tricity, Santex. Best backup service too. And you could win a Bendix dishwasher. The store is open from 9 to 5.30 Monday to Saturday and until 9 p.m. Thursday for this great bonanza. Bailey Borough Co-op Store Swords. The all-round better store for all year-round better shopping. The only AHL store in North Dublin.
It's Lion's Tea Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Brian Dobson. Good evening. The Dáil has been debating the committee stage of the finance bill today, a debate which is expected to continue until Friday. A number of amendments have been tabled. Just four deputies indicated their support for an amendment to increase tax allowances across the board. The amendment has been defeated. Another amendment would widen the 35% tax band and scrap the 65% band. This has been proposed by the Fianna Fáil spokesman on finance. But the Minister for Finance, Alan Jukes, has said the changes proposed by Fianna Fáil would cost £87 million in a full year and would involve additional tax in other areas or cuts in expenditure or a combination of both. The leader of the Workers' Party, Tomás Magilla, today met members of the executive of the Congress of Trades Unions. The meeting is the first in a series with all political parties in Dáil Éireann on the subject of the union's campaign for tax reforms. A statement released this evening said Mr. McGillagh assured the Congress of his party's support in their campaign, but he pointed out that the party had submitted 25 amendments to the finance bill, many of which coincided with the Congress position. A group of 350 workers converged in a tax protest march on Leinster House this afternoon. Most of the workers from Waterford were members of the Amalgamated Transport Union. Also present were a number of workers from the Southern Chemicals factory at Askeaton, representatives of Stores Assistance in Aer Lingus, and executive members of the Dublin Council of Trade Unions. In the north, 15 people were injured by a van bomb which badly damaged the Andersonstown Road police station in West Belfast this afternoon. The station was used jointly by the police and British Army. All but one of the injured are civilians, a baby is among them. Three of the injured are still detained in the Royal Victoria Hospital. One of them is a policeman with an eye injury, another a man with an injured limb, and the third, an 83-year-old woman who's been kept for observation. Up to 100 homes nearby were damaged, many of them seriously. The bomb was in a van whose driver had been held up and ordered to take it to the station. When he got there, he jumped out and raised the alarm. Police were still clearing the area when the bomb went off. A part-time U Dior man and a gunman exchanged shots at a furniture store in Mahara this morning as the U Dior man arrived for work. Neither man was injured in the shooting. There's been a bitter exchange over remarks made by the DUP leader, the Reverend Ian Paisley, at the launch this morning of the party's manifesto. Dr. Paisley attacked the official unionists in Mid-Ulster and West Belfast as obstacles to a loyalist pact. The DUP manifesto pledges to retain the assembly, calls for the return of capital punishment, and urges more seize and search operations in Republican areas of the North. And finally, the British government has failed to secure agreement on refunds to the Exchequer from the EEC budget before next month's general election. EEC foreign ministers will resume talks on the refunds on June the 13th. And that's the Nova News at 8:03.
It's not too late to hit the hot spots in 1983. Hicks and Holidays still have availability throughout the summer in Ibiza, Mallorca, Portugal, Gran Canaria, the Costa del Sol, Rome, and fabulous Yugoslavia. Book now to avoid disappointment by telephoning Hicks and Holidays 729-444 or contact your travel agent.
It's going to remain dry at first this evening with outbreaks of rain later tonight. Temperatures between 6 and 8 degrees and winds are light and variable. Starting the 8 o'clock hour with a musical suite, 3 from the Doobie Brothers.
Starting off the 8 o'clock hour, Greg Mann and Fosse Now split up and finishing up with You Belong to Me, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, and music coming up from Billy Joel and Spandau Ballet.
RTV National Vision.
RTV National Vision, the big name for video and TV. Switch onto a good decision. Crisp, clear viewing, trouble-free.
Yes, the big new name for RTV, giving you an even bigger, even better nationwide TV and video service. TV National Vision. Switch you on to the nation's best sets at really attractive rental or purchase terms and the best service.
Or TV National Vision. The big name for video and TV.
Acro jacks and ball joint pullers, electric drills and carpet shampooers, wheelbarrows, winches and air compressors, planks and ramps and demolition hammers. Sam's got it all. Have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear. Spirit levels and garden rollers, battery chargers and vacuum cleaners, power saws and rotary mowers, concrete mixes and industrial towers. Sam's got it all, have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear.
Sam Hire Limited at the Red Cow on the main Nace Road. Phone 593716. 593716. If you need it, we hire it.
Radio number.
This is the sound of my soul. This seen the streets of Serenade, laying everybody low, with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, just singing, Eli, my boyfriend. You shouldn't come around here singing up to people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Different streets, they're both the streets of shame. Both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dream your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers. And the promises they hold, you promised me everything. You promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him. Oh, yeah. When we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You know, a movie song. Can't do the talks, like the talk on TV. And I can't do a love song, like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you, and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat. Bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of Orion. Julia, I do the stars with you many times. Oh, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low, with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade, and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Clutter-free favorites on Nova on a Tuesday evening with Dire Straits and Romeo and Juliet. Interestingly enough, on this day back in 1958, American rock singer Jerry Lee Lewis confessed that his wife was only 13 years of age, and he'd married her before his divorce from his second wife had come through. And he said it was a shotgun marriage. His marriage. His British tour was cancelled after the 3 dates because of public outrage. That was back on this day in 58. Sounds like a little bit of a script from Dallas. Also celebrating his birthday today is Bob Dylan, as you're aware by now. He's 42, and we'll have a record from him next.
In Switzerland, they brewed a fine traditional lager beer, and then discovered how to remove all the alcohol without losing the lager flavor. Then, being people of tradition, they remembered the old Swiss proverb, Mittelland, Oberland, Unterwalden, Seerücken, suit yourself, which gave them the letters, M-O-U-S-S-Y, the name Moussy. How could a lager survive with a name like Moussy? Simple. It's an exceptional lager. Moussy has a sparkling clarity, a fine, proud head, and a true lager taste. When you try it, you won't believe it has no alcohol. Next time you feel like a drink, but you don't want alcohol, order yourself a bottle of Moussy.
Where will you get curtain lining at 25 pence a yard? Yes, 25 pence a yard. At Hickey's Fabric Shop, of course. Hickey's will charge you just 25 pence a yard with any curtain fabric purchased. So call into any branch of Hickey's for this great bargain offer. Hickey's, the fabric people.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova.
You've been down to the bottom with a bad man, babe. But you're back where you belong. Go get me my pistol, babe. Honey, I ain't here right from wrong. Thank you.
Dublin. Now.
Playing all your favorites, and in my opinion, the best Irish band around at the moment, Say Clave, and their first single, You Hold the Key. The proceeds of the record, incidentally, going to the Mental Health Association of Ireland. And if you'd like to see them live on stage, you can see them every Thursday night down at the Sportsman's Inn in Mount Marion, and well worth the spare £1.50 in your pocket. Music coming up from David Bowie on Nova.
Now, the new star from Datsun, the Cherry Pulsar. Startling new looks from just £5,795, startling value. Fashionable stripes, ultra sporty lines. The 1 litre 3-door and 1.3 litre 5-door Cherry Pulsars. Miles ahead in performance, economy, and from only £5,795, miles ahead in value. The Nissan design Cherry Pulsar from Datsun.
Mourn Tours and the Nurien Mourn Tourist Development Association are offering a weekend shopping on June 3rd by coach to Newry, including a tour of the beautiful Mourn Mountains. Cost including two nights B&B with one evening meal, £37.50 sterling. Phone 285-308. That's 285-308.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Centre for your Opel.
Soundtrack of the 60s wants to know which Beatles songs you think are the all-time classics. Let us know and you could win a trip for two to England to visit the historic sites of the Beatles. For details, be listening to Gary Owens and the Soundtrack of the 60s.
Saturday mornings from 9 until 12, right here on Radio Nova, Dublin. We'll be right back.
Tuesday evening favorites on Nova, former Doobie Brothers chap Patrick Simmons and his American single, So Wrong.
Colm Hayes.
That's it. Back tomorrow night, the usual time of 6 o'clock. Jace follows the 9 o'clock news with more of Tuesday's favorites right here on Clutter Free Nova. Gonna leave you with music from the Faith Band and You're My Weakness. Have a lovely Tuesday evening. Goodbye.
Shopping Center puts the pleasure back into shopping with a fantastic range of shops, all under the one roof. Shops like
Raymer Sullivan's for snacks and lunches.
The Pied Piper for kiddies' clothes.
Irish Bookshops, a must for the diligent bookworm.
Auto Care car accessories.
Bed and Bath Boutique for elegant towels, sheets and mirrors.
Taste Design for cane and pine furniture with a different...
Peter Marks hairstylists who make people more beautiful.
Let's pretend a wonderland of toys.
Dockle's Home Center for all hardware goods.
Kieran Peters leather goods and luggage of top quality and design.
Murray's Record Store for all the latest... gorgeous sun.
The Window Boutique for curtains, drapes, and blinds.
Burns Gardener's World, keeping all those green fingers green.
Fabric Creation, a fabulous range of fashion fabrics.
To mention but a handful. Dunleary Shopping Centre, where shopping becomes less of a chore and more of a day out.
Bet you'd like to be there. Well, here's an opportunity you just can't miss. Neiman Travel are offering an all-in exclusive trip on the 1st of July to the David Bowie concert in Milton Keynes, England for only £89. Yes, £89. And that includes boat, private coach, hotel, and of course admission to the David Bowie concert. So don't be left alone with your record player. Contact Neiman Travel, 47 Nassau Street, or phone 775-775. 775-775.
Don't let the grass grow under your feet. Get in fast to Lenehan's for hand mowers from $28.95, electrics from $49.85, Qualcast 14-inch cylinder mower as seen on television, $89.95, Apache 20-inch rotary, only £169. Get in fast to Lenehan's for great value and great service. Lenehan's, Capel Street, Talbot Street, Rathmines and Stillorgan.
It's Lions Tea Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Brian Dobson. Good evening. The Dáil has been debating the committee stage of the finance bill today, a debate which is expected to continue until Friday. A number of amendments have been tabled.